I'm Lance Carter, and you're listening to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. Sebastian Gutierrez has written movies like Gothica and Snakes on a Plane, but recently, he's directed some small, wonderful films that include some incredibly talented actors. Josh Brolin, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Danny DeVito, Rosario Dawson, and Carlo Gugino are just some of the actors that have recently worked with Sebastian. His films Women in Trouble and its sequel, Electra Lux, and the very first movie to premiere on the internet, Girl Walks Into a Bar, are mostly anthology-based, and he says that's a great way to get actors to come out and work for a couple of days. I talked to Sebastian about his two newest films, his secret to casting, and how he can shoot a film in 15 days. This site takes a lot of work, so I really do appreciate it when he supports our advertisers. And now, here's Sebastian.
Electra Lux, that's the second film in, I wouldn't say, it's not a sequel, but it's kind of a trilogy, right, that you're making?
Yes, it is, I think in Europe they call it a companion piece, which is a pretentious way of saying sequel. It should be called sequel with a wick, Women in Trouble, I don't know if you saw it, but it was a very experimental, low-budget 10 vignettes that a group of actors and I put together to try and string it together as a film, and to go to some film festivals. And while we were shooting that movie with a very, very limited budget and a 11-day schedule, I believe, or 10 days, midway through, we thought, hey, it'd be cool to explore these characters in different situations. How they do in graphic novels or books. You can have, a small character here become the lead over there, and, why shouldn't we do that? So Electra Lux picks up about a month after the event of Women in Trouble, and it centers more on the character of Electra Lux, played by Carlo Gugino. And about half of the other cast members of Women in Trouble return and sort of revolve around her, and these sort of like three storylines happening at the same time. So it helps if you have seen Women in Trouble, but it's not absolutely necessary. I believe our film language allows us to catch up pretty quickly as to, what happened before this started.
Now, you shot Women in Trouble in, you said, 11 days, and this one, I think, in 15 days?
Yes.
Now, I've seen films that were shot in 15 days, and they actually look like films that were shot in 15 days, but this one looks great.
Well, thank you. That is a huge compliment, especially to the director of photography and the actors. I wouldn't choose normally to shoot a movie in 15 days, but the limited budget and nature of working around everybody's schedules to kind of do a little movie in between real life dictates it. So, but the main thing that's exciting to me is, as a film purist who's not really a high-def fan, these video cameras have gotten better and better, and they do make it possible that you can make these movies. And then the trick is to surround yourself with actors who are amazing at being able to do 5-10 pages of dialogue in one day, almost as if they were doing a play. And there's something that comes from that. There's an energy that comes from being able to be so immediate with it rather than splitting things up in 2 or 3 days that is part of what we're trying to capture in the movie.
Yeah, and with shooting that fast, do you think creatively that would get everyone's juices flowing, I would think,
Oh, absolutely. It's really fun because you're I don't know what the proper cliche is of, flying down a highway without seatbelts or something. I mean, you're going to have to come up with something better than me. It seems like it's going to fall apart at any moment. There's a 10-person crew, and, and the actors are also, we're all making the food, and, it's a family movie. It's it's making a movie as a game, which is, can we explore these characters? Can we have fun doing it? But everybody be really professional and at the top of their game and get to play things that they don't usually get to play,
Yeah.
The limitations, of course, are because you have no budget. The movie is very interior-based. You don't have car chases, and you don't have beautiful exteriors. And, and we're aware of it. We're not trying to hide these things. We're saying, okay, let's make a slightly more surreal story where we can have elements of many, different kinds of movies and put them in there, because these are the things that you're not allowed to in mainstream movies. Let's just push ourselves and try different things.
Did you guys get a chance to rehearse beforehand?
I would like to say that it is very rehearsed, but no, mostly, mostly the couple of weeks leading up to it, whichever actors, because a lot of these actors are very busy actors, as you can tell from who they are.
Yeah.
So if I can sit down with them a couple afternoons before we start shooting, it's great. And if not, it's on the day that we do a rehearsal before actually shooting. Again, the beauty of working with video, because you're not working film, is you can actually be taping stuff and get good moments here and there, even when you're rehearsing.
So, when you do write, what's your process? Do you write an outline first, or do you write with specific actors in mind?
You know, it varies. I would say the... First of all, I try not to think about it too much because I'm very superstitious, you know, and I'm always very impressed with people that can answer that. Yeah, no, I'm impressed with people that can answer that really well. It's like, this is what I do. You know, I would like to think that I don't always do the same thing, but in the very specific case of Wind Control Electrolux, it's slightly different. And usually when I sit down to write, I try to imagine, what would I like to see in the movie? You know, if I'm sitting there, I'm watching Raiders of the Lost Ark for the first time, this thing happens, then that thing happens, and you're like, wow, that's amazing, that's fantastic. In the case of Women in Trouble, I've never dealt with sequel before where you're dealing with the same characters. I know exactly who the characters are, and it becomes, and who the actor's playing them, so it becomes more a matter of, okay, in Women in Trouble, we establish that, say, Electrolux, played by Carla Gugino, is getting out of the porn industry because she's pregnant, and Holly Rocket, played by Adrian Palicki, might not be as, you know, the smartest person around in the real world, but she's got her charm. Then this movie becomes, how do we move that further so that, you know, Adrian Palicki's character, in her own way, is taking a stand in front of her best friend, played by Emmanuel Shrieky, about not wanting to, you know, not wanting to be on sale anymore, not wanting to. And that's sort of the theme, if you want to talk about the theme of this movie, is for the Electrolux character and the Holly Rocket character are trying to reinvent themselves away from a very sordid industry that they don't want defining them. And the third sort of member of this triangle is the Joseph Gordon-Levitt character, Bert Rodriguez, who is, you know, who's a blogger obsessed with Electrolux. And again, if you think of sex blogger, this should be a very sleazy guy in his basement, you know, who's drooling over these women and objectifying them. But as played by Joseph Gordon-Levitt, what we see is a different side of that, which is this guy is like a, you know, he's a hopeless romantic that holds these, he could be discussing, you know, science fiction movies from the 1960s or robots or whatever. It's just a culture of fetishizing things, which of course takes them away from the human, and it's about what happens when these people meet. It turns out they're actual human beings, and maybe we root for them because they actually can make a connection. And there was a question there. I don't know if I answered.
You did, yeah.
So good luck.
Yeah. So, from your first film until now, how has your process of, directing actors, how has that changed, or has it?
From my first film, Meaning Women in Trouble, because I directed a few movies before.
Yeah, from the very first ones, yeah.
You know, I'd say, I'm really impressed by actors, because, you know, they always make you look really good. And as a writer, you know where the idea came from. So if you're there with an actor on set and the actor says, why don't we try it this way, you have the amazing, you know, you know where the roadmap is. So you go, I know that I came up with this idea at 3 o'clock in the morning because I couldn't figure out a better way, and this person is now inhabiting this role and making it better. Let me see what they do. So I'd say that as a director, the way that it's changed is entrusting the actors more and more to try different things. I feel that I've always had great respect for actors because I feel it's sort of like athletes. You know, you're sitting there with an athlete, he looks like a regular person, and they go, this thing that's incredible. You know, like, how did you do that? You know, and actors, really good ones, and this group of actors is very talented, do that. You know, it's like, I'm sitting here talking to you, and now I say action, and all of a sudden, these incredible things are happening that are like real life, but they are more heightened, and they're actually very moving. So I would say, directing actors from my first movie to now has changed only in the positive of feeling that you have to let, you know, you, the best thing you can do is cast the right person and give them some guidelines and just let them go.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about casting, because in this film and your other recent ones, you have just an amazing cast. Like any director would be jealous of them. How did you get them?
Well, I mean, because we had Women in Trouble. See, it was trickier with Women in Trouble because Women in Trouble literally was, you know, like a Mickey Rooney, Judy Garland thing. Hey, let's make a movie. We've got the sequence. Can we, you know, can we make 9 more of these sequences and string them together? Once we made that, right, and we took it to festivals and the movie had like a very limited release, but it was actually, then it gets, you know, legitimized as an actual movie, even if we're going, it was just a little experiment, guys. Now you can show that to other actors, and even, you know, a lot of actors in this movie I didn't know from before. I was just fans and had wanted to work with them before. Now you have something you can show them, and if you're writing something that you can get to them that is different than the kind of stuff they usually do, they get, you know, they get very excited to do it. This movie was shot in L.A. A lot of these people live in L.A., so it's very easy to come in for a day or two if you're not booked doing something else, because it's not going to keep you from doing anything else. But I'd say word of mouth, you know. It's like, because the cast is so big from the first movie, these people had a really good experience. So, you know, actors talk to other actors, and they say, is this a worthwhile risk to take? And they say, you know, yes, you'll have a good time, and, you know, nobody will get hurt. So come on down and play.
And you work with Carla Gugino a lot, and I can't blame you because she rocks. But what is it about her that makes you want to work with her again and again?
Well, I was just asked this, and I'm going to give you the same answer because
please do. Sure.
I really like directors. I've always liked directors that have a company of actors, you know, because once you get to know people and you can have a shorthand with them, you see sides of them that casting directors or other directors can't see, so you can throw them completely different things to play, and you know that even though it doesn't seem like it's in their wheelhouse, you know they can take that and go, you know. So can you play twins? Sure. Can you do a song and dance number? Sure. And these are things that are really scary, but exciting for actors to jump off that cliff and try. So as a company of actors, Carla is definitely at the center of this company of actors that then, you know, extends itself when you, you know, you work with different people and you get along. It just makes sense that, you know, making a movie is like going off to war or declaring, you know, there's going to be a country for the next 30 days and I'm the dictator. Everybody says what I'll be a benevolent dictator, but everybody does what, as I say. You want people who have your back and who are comfortable with each other. And again, it's slightly rambling, but maybe you can construct an answer.
No, it's absolutely. That was great. It was great. And real quick,
that is not what, by the way, how I answered the other question. You feel good about it. There was no dictators in the other one.
That's good. Thanks. I'm heading to South by Southwest in a couple of days, and I know you have another film that's going to be there.
Yeah, come check it out. Will you be there? Friday night?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
6:30, Alamo Draft House. Check it out.
I'm there. Yeah, I'm definitely going to be there. But can you just tell me about that real quick?
Yes, that movie came directly from this movie, which is the producers of that movie approached me and they said, you know, Women in Trouble, Electrolux, you've been doing these movies for very little money in these crazy 10-day schedules with really good casts. If, you know, A, how do you do that? And B, would you like to make a movie for the internet to give away for free on the internet? And so I said, well, that sounds really interesting because it's so crazy. And yes, I'd be interested in making a movie for the internet if it's clear that it's a movie. Like, I don't want it to be just a camera pointed at somebody being funny. I want to make a proper movie with dolly shots and steadicam shots and a plot and, you know, and good actors and production design and production value. And so we did this movie called Girl Walks Into a Bar, which is opening at South by Southwest, and also that same day coming out for free on YouTube. So, you know, if you don't make it to the screening, you can watch it for free on YouTube. And it's basically what I was saying before as far as, like, technology becoming very accessible and stuff like that. You know, that movie was shot with a Canon 7D, which is a still camera, and it looks fantastic. It looks better. Electrolux looks better than Women in Trouble, and this looks better than that. And, like, the technology just keeps getting to a point where you really have no excuse not to be able to go make a movie if you have a story to tell. And so basically the story there is one night in L.A., 10 different bars, and all these characters that move, you know, it's sort of a detective story as to why we have to go to all these different places in one night. It's not connected in any way to Electrolux or Women in Trouble or that trilogy, other than Carla Gugino and Emmanuel Shrieky play characters in it, but completely different characters. And the rest of the cast are people like Danny DeVito and Rosario Dawson and Josh Hartnett and Robert Forster, a bunch of great actors in it.
Thanks so much, Sebastian, and thank you for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from TV, film, and theater, and so much more. Thanks for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.